I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, and we go immediately to Las Vegas for the Vegas report on the Oakland A's, soon to be the Vegas A's, but not immediately. Jeff, a very good evening to you. What is the planning for the Oakland A's, now playing in Oakland before, well, not before many people, moving to Las Vegas? Where is the interim on the way? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It looks like for now, for probably the next 3 years until the stadium is built in Las Vegas, the A's will be using a minor league ballpark over in Sacramento. So, you know, not across the bay, but keep going east and you hit Sacramento. And that's the home of the Sacramento River Cats. It's a team that's owned by the same guy who owns the NBA Sacramento Kings. And he's a friend of the owner of the A's, Fisher. So I'm sure it'll all work out fine. You have some players that are grumbling that it'll be a smaller stadium they'll be playing in. It's not a big town like, you know, San Francisco and Oakland combined there in the Bay Area. But it'll be a place to play and get away from it all around Oakland. And then eventually, probably in 2028, they'll move to the new stadium, which is going to be at the site of the formerly Tropicana Hotel and Resort there on the Strip.
How is the audience in Sacramento? Are they happy about having a major league ball team come to town?
They are beyond excited. The media is thrilled. Of course, they're going to have something else to talk about. The fans are excited. I've talked to a number of people there, including family members who live there, and they are so excited about it. The only people that seem to be really unhappy about it are some of the players that want to play in bigger parks, of course, and a lot of people in Oakland who are angry that they're leaving town. This final year in Oakland is going to be quite a death march for some of these people. Oakland A's are going to continue to hold celebrations marking their various highlights in Oakland, but it's going to be hard to see how many people attend. I mean, they've had as few as just a few thousand people showing up for games. And Oakland last year was the lowest attended franchise in Major League Baseball. They had about 860,000 total fans, which makes them the lowest numbered attendance wise. It's also, I think, the only one that was under a million last year. So, you know, it's not going to be bad for them to go to Sacramento. That park may not be as big as the Oakland Alameda Coliseum, but it's going to be packed to the rafters every night, I guarantee it.
And they're leaving an Oakland that's profoundly troubled. A doom loop was mentioned, but I believe that there's police trouble, there's security in the streets, there's franchises leaving all the time. Is there any talk of turning Oakland around? We've seen that kind of talk in San Francisco. Does it happen in Oakland?
There's talk about it all the time. There are promises made by politicians and money is ponied up by local business folks and philanthropists who would love to see it change, but it's not happening. This is just seems to be spiraling out of control faster and faster. It's just something they're going to have a hard time reining back in, especially when you've got the other city across the bay, San Francisco, going through similar problems. So it's, you can't even look to San Francisco to, hey, maybe they'll pull us out of it. Maybe their tourism will help us out. But they're twin cities of hurt right now.
Let's go to San Francisco, but not the doom loop part. We'll go to where there's a floating house in the bay. What is that?
That's right. There's a photo that came to my attention this week and then some video of a two-story houseboat that was being towed from San Mateo County, which is just south of San Francisco along the coast there on the west side of the bay. And they're going to tow it across the opening of the bay there, which is the Golden Gate, and over to Marin County, which is on the north side. And there are a number of houseboats up there. There's a community called Sausalito that has a large houseboat community. But the state is forcing out this community of houseboats in San Mateo County. This has been a problem throughout the Bay Area where there's been problems not just with crime, such as in the Oakland Marina area, but other marinas in the Bay who are saying, we've got to move you out. We can't do this anymore because of environmental concerns or because they want to sell off the property to, you know, people with bigger pocketbooks.
From San Francisco, we'll head south to Los Angeles, and the first thing I care about is in Orange County, Disneyland. Is it recovering, Jeff? They've had that confrontational meeting of the shareholders. Mr. Iger has returned. The report in the major media was he's fine, a little bruised by the challenge. Is Disney in turnaround phase, or is there still harsh talk?
The company does seem to be in a turnaround phase, and I found it somewhat surprising. I didn't think they'd be able to pull out of this nosedive so quickly. I think there is some cautious optimism there that people think that Iger's got a new life and he's got a new motivation and he can kind of push some various elements of the Disney Corporation along now and say, look, we came close. Now's our chance to turn things around. When it comes to the parks, they're continuing to do well. I just could not believe the lines for people to get into the parks. The cars were backed up. It seemed like for miles, literally, to get into the parks during spring break. And that's a very good indication of what the summer, which is always the busy season, looks like. So it's like a lot of other seasons. You know, you talk about back east, well, between Memorial Day and Labor Day. But here, once you hit spring break, that's when it all busts open for the parks like Disneyland and Universal Studios, Hollywood and others. And they had quite a spring break.
And Jeff, there's a story about a star in the hit series Mandalorian. I believe that's a spinoff of Star Wars. The young actress spoke out and was fired. I think this is during the pandemic or during a period of a lot of canceling going on. The puzzle here is, was that a good firing? Was it a bad firing? Disney's very careful. They've now asked the court to dismiss the case. Isn't it generally true that actors and actresses are tripping into difficult territory when they talk politics, when they're part of a franchise, I mean?
Yes, they can. We've seen some that have lost audiences, but Gina Carano, who is the actress in our point here, she had talked about vaccines during the COVID period. She had also talked about cancel culture and politics of the left. That's really what got her fired and a lot of people think blacklisted as well. And so she said, look, you know, if you're going to do this to me in my career, I'm going to take you on in the courts. But now Disney has filed a motion to dismiss, and they're standing on an idea that, you know, they have a constitutional right not to associate its artistic expression with her speech. So you've got a whole First Amendment circus going on there.
Disneyland, the long lines. I remember them vividly with my son when he was 4 years old and was hot. You stand and you wait, and for some reason, everybody's in good spirits. And when you finally get to the ride, wonderful, but somebody's cheating. What's that, Jeff?
That's right. And there are always people that look for ways to cut the lines there. I remember it well. And I was there at the advent of the whole electric scooter thing. But now when you go to Disneyland or a number of other theme parks across the country, it almost seems like sometimes there are more people in scooters than there are people walking. And being in scooters would often get people tagged as being disabled, differently abled, needing help. And they were given accessibility privileges to the front of the line rather than waiting there because, for instance, health and safety concerns. But now they're finding out a number of people are faking either having injuries or disabilities in order to cut the lines. And this is causing a lot of problems, not just with, between Disney and their guests, but also guests and other guests. And we've had fights and other problems happen because of it. So Disney's going to try to crack down on this by having some new standards brought in for all their guests at all of their parks.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch and Vegas Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.